Today is another big day in American politics. At 9 o'clock tonight, President Trump is scheduled to fulfill a constitutional requirement found in Article 2, Section 3. Quote, he shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. The televised address as we know it and the opposing party's response have become tradition, though they're not required by the Constitution. The European Union, an economic and political alliance, now has 27 member countries. The United Kingdom has officially left it in what was called Brexit, the British exit from the EU. Britain is the first country ever to leave the alliance. It had been a founding member of the EU when it was formed in 1993, but in June of 2016, Britons voted 52% to 48% to leave the Union, basically because they didn't agree with its economic and political policies. In an election in December, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party won enough seats in Parliament to finally push through Brexit. Now, Britain has until the end of the year to negotiate its new relationship with the EU.